We have done too much advertising and not enough selling. I believe that with this plan I can go down and get that crowd back into the fold. At 3 o'clock Adams was summoned to the president's office. Mr. Adams, said Mr. Oswald, as he sat down, the Golden Brown Cake Company is back with us, and with us strong. They say the plan looks good to them. So, we are off for another campaign. Now I want you to take this material up to Mr. Howland and go over it with him. I have told him about it, and he is just as pleased as I to think you have done it. I have told him to go over the copy with you. It is good copy, very good, but it is rough in spots, as you doubtless realize, and Mr. Howland can help you polish it up. Don't let this give you a swelled head, though, young man. It takes more than one battle to make a campaign. Adams was treading on air when he left the president's office, but after he had talked with the copy chief for an hour, he was back on earth again, for he saw that there was much to be done before the copy would be fit to print. However, his main ideas were to be followed out. They all agreed with him in his contention that people ought to taste the cake, and that to supply grocers with sample slices wrapped in oiled paper fresh every day for 3 weeks, to give to their customers, was a good idea, that his idea of showing the cake in natural colors in the streetcar cards where it would, as he expressed it, make people's mouths water, was a good move, that giving up their old green package in favor of a tempting cake brown carton with rich dark brown lettering would make for better display and appeal to the eye, and the sum of these things Adams had learned back in the little New England grocery store, and they seemed to him perfectly natural things to do. They seemed so to Mr. Oswald and Mr. Rowland and all the rest when they heard the plan, and every one of them wondered why he had not thought of them. Before the first week of the sampling campaign was up, the sales had begun to show a substantial increase, and at the end of a month the Golden Brown Cake Company reported an increase of nearly 30% in their business in what was ordinarily the dullest month of the year.